Around 2 million recent high school graduates in the U.S. go on to attend college each year. Jalka Tunkara, a recent high school graduate, touches on the obstacles she faced during her college preparations and where her high school failed her. Her brother, Radioactive's Mohammed Tunkara, brings us more.
This sound is usually associated with the transition in school. Rajaka, the last time she heard this sound, signaled a transition from high school into a new direction in her life.
So my goals going into college, well, I hope to get a degree so I can secure a stable job in the career path I chose.
My sister Jalka, she's always been a big inspiration for me, and we both share a love for reading. My sister is going to be the first in our family to go to college. Being a first-generation daughter of immigrants, she's had to balance both her cultural identities and find creative ways to deal with her problems.
Juggling schoolwork and housework have been a big struggle for me. In the past, once I would get home from school, I had to do my chores. That would leave me with little time. Chores can take a very long time. They can take up to 1 or 2 hours, even up to 5 hours. Then I would only have 1 or 2 hours to do my homework, and then I have to go to sleep, and my day would repeat.
One of my memories of my sister's hard work was when I was a freshman in high school. This was the first time that I had a long project that I was working on, and I had to stay up till 1 a.m. to finish it. When I was going to bed, I noticed that my sister's light was still on, and I could hear pages flipping as I walked past the stairs into my room. All that hard work helped Jalka to graduate with a high GPA, but the goal of public schools, it's never been getting students to college. Only a quarter of high school students that took the ACT met the test benchmark for being ready for college. Jalka thinks her school failed to prepare her for college.
I feel like school should have prepared me and other students more when it came to college applications, how to look for scholarships, figure out which career paths I might want to go down, and provide opportunities like job shadowing or have professionals come in and talk to students about their own professions.
Being the first in our family to go to college and having all her responsibilities, college didn't feel accessible because our high school didn't provide her with enough scholarship resources.
So what I did is that I just took it into my own hand, went online, researched for scholarships that I could do. I just applied to all of them and I got some of them.
My sister, she's one of the most hardworking individuals I know. I believe no matter what she does in her life, she'll be able to accomplish great things, and I'll always be rooting for her. What keeps you motivated when you're in a rocky place?
What keeps me motivated is my family.
Seeing my sister's motivation and perseverance, it's personally impacted me. I want to work a lot harder in my life. This fall, she'll be a freshman at the University of Washington, and I'm looking forward to watching her succeed. For Radioactive, I'm Mohammed Tunkara.